Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here, actually live in the studio with Michael P. McCarthy. And look, there's our good friend, Chris. How are you, Chris? Good to see you. And now that's Chris Klaproth, who's our producer, not Christopher O'Shea. Your microphone on? Let's see. Talk again, Mike.
I could try talking again. Now I'm loud.
Now you're loud. Yeah, oh, there you go.
Very good. Well, I said hello, everyone. That's what you missed.
We're on an open show tonight, Mikey. We're going to talk about anything that our listeners want to talk about. They can call and direct the conversation, any topic that they want to talk about, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question and direct the conversation into a topic that is important to you. And I can assure you, if it's important to you, there's somebody else out there that wants to hear the answer to that question also, and it could be proved very beneficial to a whole group of people. So if you want to call in and direct your conversation toward a topic that is important to you, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask that question. And, you know, I got a call today, Mike, from a client. Mm-hmm. And the client was really upset, really concerned, and thought the world's coming to an end, the country's coming to an end, that we're in the worst period ever in the history of our country.
And you didn't know what to say because that's the first time you've ever gotten that phone call.
I've gotten that phone call for 40 years. You know, when I first went into this business, Ronald Reagan was being elected, and I'd have people calling about nuclear war that was going to take place because that's what Ronald Reagan was all about. And he was going to cause, I mean, there are articles and clips and advertisements and things that were on radio and television and so forth about how this guy was going to cause a nuclear war because that's who he was. That's what he was all about. That was an opinion that people bought into. It was a minority of people, but there were a group of people that seriously thought. So for 40 years, I've heard this. No matter who gets elected, there's somebody out there who has a story about why the world's coming to an end because of this politician. I learned very quickly, politicians don't mean anything. That's basically, you know.
Tell us how you really think,
I hate that. I don't want the politicians to really, understand that they don't mean anything. A lot of the stuff they do is pretty much worthless. They think it's incredibly important. But, what businesses do is they say, okay, well, I got more politicians telling me what I got to do. And they figure out how to work with it. But we got, for some reason, jammed up line coming
in here.
Chris
is busy over there.
So we're going to Steve in Ridgely. How can we help Steve?
Yes, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm putting in money into my 401k, and I just switched over to Roth 401k.
Good job.
But anyway, the real question is, I'm moving to South Dakota.
Okay.
We do not have
income taxes.
Income tax, correct.
Right.
So my question is, I'm not moving until this spring sometime. But when I retire, when I take out of my 401k, draw it out, will that money be taxed?
No, not per state taxes. It'll be tax-free in South Dakota. And that's a great strategy, Steve, that a lot of people ought to think about. And that's why, you know, myself personally, I just bought a house in Amelia Island, Florida, which is a tax-free state also, because, my objective is that I'm going to save 8.5% because I am associating myself over time with the state of Maryland. I will no longer be domiciled or resident here, just like you will be with South Dakota. And therefore, your 401k will prove to be 100% state income tax free.
Okay, so now should I stop contributing into 401 and just do a 401k?
Well, you should consider a pre-tax 401k for the months that you're still a Marylander. And then once you turn to South Dakota, you should flip to Roth 401k, and then you should also consider doing Roth conversions once you are no longer a Maryland resident. But, you know, are you going to still have any association with Maryland, a house in Maryland or anything?
No.
Okay, well, then that's perfect. So here's what you do. Let's say you move in May. So from January to April, you do pre-tax 401k, not Roth. You do pre-tax. You flip over to Roth 401k starting May when you actually move to South Dakota. And then later in the year, you do an analysis and you consider, hey, maybe I'm going to convert $10,000 of my 401k over to Roth. And it'll be state income tax-free because Maryland will only be able to tax you on the 4 months you were here and anything that happened in those 4 months, anything that happens after those 4 months, Maryland will have no rights to.
And another thing is there's a lot of checklists out there on the internet for you to go and look and see what are the things I should do to make sure I'm domiciled in the right state. But something as tax preparers we've seen, I don't know how many times, is that one thing people forget to do is let their employer know.
Yeah.
And then they keep having Maryland
state don't Maryland let Maryland take income taxes out anymore once you are no longer domiciled in Maryland. Once you move, tell your employer, even if you still have your house up for sale, once you move, tell your employer, stop withholding taxes in Maryland, okay?
Okay, one more quick question.
Go
ahead. What happens if the stock market tanks and my 401k drops? When I move, should I wait till it goes back up before I roll it over to South Dakota? Or does that matter?
There is no rolling it over to South Dakota. It's just your 401k is your 401k.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not changing companies, are you?
Yes, I'm changing. Yes, my company.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you do a direct rollover from your 401k where it's at to the new company, it has no impact if the market's down.
But what I think he might be queuing off on is if you're going to go file that rollover paperwork to roll it to the new 401k or to roll it to an IRA, and the market is in a volatile downturn, it may be worthwhile to wait because you could have 1, 2, 3 weeks. Of time between your money moving from one to the other. We did see that with a client one year.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And you want to do a Roth conversion when that market's down on your pre-tax money, right? Because if the market's down 20% and you converted from pre-tax, you're converting more money over when it recovers. That 20% is going to recover tax-free in a Roth.
Just get it right back in the equities.
Yeah, get it back in the equities. All right, Steve?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Great question. Mark and Bob, I hope you'll hold on for me because I got to go for my pause with traffic, and I'm going to be right back. But we're on an open show. No traffic. No pauses. Can I go to Mark then? I don't know. Is it sign language?
All right, 1 minute topic. How about 1031 exchanges in a minute or less?
Go ahead.
So 1031 exchanges, this is interesting because it's talked about on the news right now a lot, and people might not know what it is because Joe Biden of Delaware, where 1031 is
President Biden of Delaware,
where that is king, has talked about removing them. But basically, this was a strategy that if you had an apartment building or something like that and you—
A rental property or investment property of any sort. Even a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you could—and it had appreciated a good bit, but you needed to sell it for one reason or another. You could sell it and then have somebody else hold that money, called a qualified intermediary, and then pick another property, identify a few in 45 days, and then roll and then put that money towards that other property and not pay the gain. Keep letting the gain and gain build, which was really great, especially if you weren't going to ever need the money. And eventually you die.
Right.
I know it's not great to die.
Yeah,
but it's a great tax thing. It's a great tax strategy.
We tax people don't mind dying if we get a good tax advantage out of it. All right. We going to traffic now, Chris, or are we just going on? Oh, we're going to traffic. And hold on with us, Mark and Rob or Bob. We're going to be right back after this pause with traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Mikey P. McCarthy. We're on an open show. You get to direct the conversation, 410-922-6680. There are lines open, but I do have Mark and Bob waiting, so I'm going right to Mark in Cadenceville. Mark, how can I help you?
Yes, I have now two questions. The quick one is, if I'm retiring, worked all my life in Maryland, and I moved to Florida, when I remove that for expenses, that means I'm taxed Maryland state tax?
No. If you retire, you have a pre-tax 401k or IRA, correct, and you accumulated it while you were working, and then you move and totally disassociate with Maryland, and you move to Florida or wherever, you're going to pay taxes to the state that you moved to, and if it's a tax-free state, you won't pay taxes on it at all, period.
Unless you leave California.
Well, that's not true either.
Well, not retirement plans?
No. They have a, you know, there are states where you could end up with a little issue there. But anyway, that's the way that works, Mark.
Well, okay, thank you for that. Now, the other thing, I have an inherited IRA from my mom and dad passing.
Well, which one passed? Which one passed last?
My mom.
Your mom. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so I've been just guesstimating the RMD, or is that what it's called, RMD?
Required minimum distribution, RMD.
Yes, of how much I'm supposed to take out each year.
Okay. Now, you inherited the IRA from your mother solely. She inherited it from your father, and then she left it to you, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you want to know how to calculate it for real?
Please.
Okay. So what year did mom pass away?
2016.
Okay. How old were you in 2017?
2017.
Bring up the single life expectancy tables, Mikey.
I was 60 years old.
60 years old. So what's the single life expectancy number for 60 years old?
Coming. Loading.
Loading. Coming. So there's a table out there.
25.2.
So there's a table out there, Mark, called the single life expectancy table, and it's the answer to your 60-year-old who mother died in 16. Your age would be the important age would be the age 7 in the year 2017, the year after your mother passed away. Mm-hmm. And the factor that you use is 25.2 in 2017. Now, you ready? 25.2 minus 1 for 2018, that brings us down to 24.2, minus 1 for 2019, 23.2, minus 1 for 2020, 22.2, okay? And now for 2021, your denominator is 21.2, your numerator is the value of that inherited IRA on December 31st, 2020.
Wow.
That's the exact way to calculate that. And then you repeat. Rinse, shower, repeat. You know, you just, in other words, in 2022, you're going to subtract one again, 20.2. Yeah. You're going to go to December 31st, 2021. That's your numerator. Your denominator is 20.2 the next year. Now, wait, do you want me to confuse you a little?
Please.
Okay, you wanted to be confused. In 2022, there are new single life expectancy tables.
Oh.
And you got to take the number for 60-year-old in 2017, get the new number, and subtract one from it again all the way back up to 2022. And it's going to, the numbers, do you have the new single life expectancy tables up for them, Mike?
That is what I had before, was the 2020 number.
No, that's right. That's the 2020. But there's a new table going to be out for 2022. If we could get them the number for that, that would be pretty cool, too. But anyway, that's how it's done. There's also websites out there that you can do it. You can just put your mother's date of death. You can put your date of birth in. And you could put in the value of the account, and the website will calculate it all, even with the new factor numbers that are coming in 2022. For 2021, though, Mark, what I just told you, 21.2 is your denominator. The value of your account December 31st is your numerator. All right, buddy?
All right. Well, thanks so much.
All right. Good question. Very good. Interesting. Anyway, we're on an open show. We're going to Bob in a second. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Lines are open, and I'm going to Bob in Timonium. Bob, how can we help you?
Yes. My wife and I are about 70 and 68, and we're going to be retiring in a year or two. I know that the required distributions minimum for the required IRAs are put off for another year. But I was wondering, when I listen to a lot of the advice shows and groups, they all keep talking about, you know, you want to have an investment which won't ever lose any, you know what I'm going with this, and only go, it's on the upside, which I know it translates to an annuity. And it seems like everybody in the world, not you, but
right,
everybody seems to be pushing annuities. Is there anything that we can go to in a stable, to a more of a stable thing? It doesn't have to have a huge growth, but not to lose things, because I know the stock market now is just at the highest point it's ever been, and we really don't want to go backwards since we're getting ready to retire. Is there anything besides annuities? Because I just don't know if I feel comfortable locking in on those. And if that's,
yeah, well, the reason that the annuity people say that is because it's an easy way to sell the product. They're trying to hit the emotions of people and get them to buy the product. And you know, a lot of people don't realize that if you put $100,000 in an annuity, most of these salespeople are walking away with like $10,000.
I know the commissions are outrageous.
And it's like, you know, how do you sit back and think that this person's going to get $10,000 of your $100,000? And they'll tell you, oh, you'll never pay that commission. Well, yeah, but you're locked into it for 10 years. The reason you're locked into it for 10 years is so the annuity company can rake the $10,000 commission out of your money over the next 10 years. There are annuities now with no commissions, and we use them for clients of ours. Every, you know, if we feel that an annuity is the way to go, we get into the fee-only annuities where there are no commissions, and we can also drop the underlying expenses of the annuity down also, because not only do they get $10,000 up front, but they also get an ongoing residual commission every year. It's called a 12B1.
You're talking about the one that's much more advantageous to the consumer. Are you still locked in? You can't get out?
No. They're fee only. Okay. There's no commissions. There's no surrender charge. Well, you might have a surrender charge that lasts for like 90 days or 6 months.
Right, most
of them have no surrender charges, no commissions. You can get out of them anytime you want. And, you know, they've got all the same bells and whistles and features.
But it's important you still realize you're still paying for an insurance element. You're so there's an expense line in there that you're paying for that you wouldn't.
It still is 2.5% when you add it all up, you know, whereas the commission ones can be 3-4%. So, you know, and that's, if you look at the history that Vanguard did, they said fees are the things that destroy investments. And so lower fees are always a good thing. Well, these annuities carry 2.5 at the minimum, up to as high as 4% in fees. So, you know, you have to be careful of fees. But that doesn't mean that they can't be a good investment for certain people, as long as you strip the commissions out and you go with these new fee-only products. And they're very much available out there. But you just got to get them from the right places.
Well, I'm going to make a real quick question. I'm out of here. If we live in Maryland, both of us, if we stay here, if we have quite a bit in Maryland, we have pretty diversified on a lot of different angles, but we also have quite a bit in Maryland tax-free T. Rowe Price.
Municipals.
It seems like over the 10-year period, it seems like it always averages out after, well, there is no taxes, about 3.9 to 4.2. Is that about as stable as you can get it and have something?
Well, you got to understand, Bob, that mutual fund, if interest rates start, the reason you've been experiencing that is because rates have only for the last 30 or 40 years have gone down. If rates do start to trend higher consistently over a long period of time, you will not experience that same joy of the Maryland tax-free fund. Trust me on that one.
Relatively stable. Okay.
It is relatively stable.
Not going to lose.
But, well, you could if rates start moving on a trend higher like they did between 1960 and 1980, it could be a very bad investment over 20 years.
In a
bond mutual fund. It's a long story, and I don't have any more time to explain the whole thing.
Thank you.
All right, I got to run. We're on an open show, and I got to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
One of my all-time favorite songs. They're coming to take me away to the funny farm. And on the reverse side of that record is in reverse. If you ever listen to it, they're coming to take. If you listen to the second side, it's the song in reverse. I'll tell you, it just wasn't a more classic song than that. Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question, we're going to Jill in Pikesville. Jill, how can we help you?
Hi there. Love your show.
Thank you.
In 2018, 2019, I was wowed by a guy who gave a great presentation at a public library and subsequently handed him over all my money. And part of that entailed buying an annuity with Pacific Life. I've now ended my relationship with him.
I got to say one thing first, and that is that the Pacific Life annuity isn't some of the worst stuff out there. So I got to give him that credit for that. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So now we parted ways, and I have this annuity that the economy did well. So it bumped up a chunk of money. In, I guess it was 2020, and now is bumped up again. Number one, how do I should be rebalancing, I'm told, or I should consider that, and how do I do it without an advisor? Do I call the company and find out what I'm in, and what should I do?
Yeah, that would be a good way to do it, and that probably would help you, and so forth. But, a lot of these types of annuities have what's called a target date fund or something of that sort, where you can just put it on co-pilot, or on autopilot, I should say, not co-pilot, autopilot, where they're just going to make the choices for you. You just say, hey, I want to be, factor that I'm going to need more of this money around the year 2030. And so you allocate it between stocks, bonds, and so forth, and large cap and small cap, international, et cetera. So there's usually that kind of choice. But you do have to make sure that you understand that annuity exactly what you have and if there's good things to be keeping or whether that annuity is such that you could leave and go do something totally different if you wanted to. So you really should try to figure out how to analyze that. And Charles Schwab and Company, those people there are reasonably good at looking at things like this. And they actually sell now the Pacific Life annuity that if they felt that, if you could do something different with it. Is this a IRA or is this a after-tax annuity?
It's IRA.
It's IRA. Mm-hmm. So, if there's nothing traumatic about it and there are no surrender fees and you didn't pay for a lot of gadgets and gadgets like guaranteed lifetime income and things of that sort, you may be able to just transfer out and go do something different, But I think it might be too soon that annuity probably still has another 3 years left of a surrender charge.
I think it's a 10-year.
Okay, well, then maybe it's another 6 years or 7 years, you know, so... But you do need to understand what the semantic, what the mechanics of that annuity are, how it operates, and I would just call Pacific Life and see if they could give you a rundown on it.
Okay.
Customer service.
We'll do that. You know, I think I answered my own question. I was told that I can take out 10% without penalty.
That is true, but
if it's even if it's in the IRA, I could take it out and stick it somewhere else.
You just do a trustee-to-trustee transfer of 10% to another IRA automatically, but you don't want to take that money out if there's something valuable that you have in there that if you take that money out, you will lose that you've paid for. Am I making myself clear?
Well, I guess I have to find out what's in it.
Yeah, you have to understand what you, when you bought that and you paid those commissions and you pay all these fees every year, you're buying something. And when you're buying something, I would tell you if you're going to buy it, I'd say don't buy it. But if you've already bought it, now you have to look at it and say, okay, is this a valid product for me to keep now that I've already paid all this money for these things? And that's why being working with a fiduciary is so important, because when clients come to us and say, what do you think about this? If I said to them, well, let's just get out of that and move it to an IRA I'm going to manage, I'm in serious trouble, because a fiduciary cannot say that to a client. I have to analyze that policy and tell Jill exactly what she has and what are the advantages and why she'd want to keep this policy because of these features, or prove to her beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's in her best interest to just go move on to something different.
Got it.
All right?
Based on what you told somebody else, that 12B1
fee, yeah.
Is that guy that sold it to me still getting paid?
More than likely, unless you've moved the servicing agent or broker to a new servicing agent or broker. That's why talking to Schwab would be a good thing, because you could move it to Schwab and then Schwab would pick up that servicing 12B1.
So it couldn't just be me.
No, it can't be you unless you go get yourself licenses.
No.
All right? Good question,
okay,
Jill.
Okay.
Take care. I'm going to Roger in Ellicott City. Roger, are you still there? Social Security, Roger. Roger. I think he's gone. You know, and I was going to ask him if that's how you say it, Ellicott City. Or do you say Ellicott City?
I still Ellicott. Can't.
That's a Baltimore way of saying it, Chris. Ellicott.
I still most of the time pronounce Westminster wrong.
Westminster.
The Minister of the West.
Westminster. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, ask a question. Roger wanted to ask about Social Security, you know, and even though we don't have a Social Security expert on, per se, I feel that Mike and I are pretty good with Social Security, so we can always answer those questions, too, if you want to. Any question dealing with your personal finances, whether it's IRAs, 401k plans, tax planning, estate planning, estate tax planning, insurances, auto, home, life, long-term care, medical, disability. Yep. If you have questions, yes.
Well,
you had something to say
there,
Michael.
Waiting for somebody to join us with a good question. Looks like Chris has got somebody coming down for us.
Yeah, but we only have about 40 seconds or 20 seconds till we're going to go to our next traffic pause. So we're going to go to Rebecca after the traffic pause, but go ahead.
Well, so I was going to drop in a couple of these New Year's. What are things people, we tell them to do over and over again, they still don't do them, and they would be so benefited if they started this year. And I'm going to leave with my favorite, the cash flow statement.
Yeah. Well, we just did we're going to do a webinar on this at the end of the month.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you
what
are.
What to do? What types of things you want to...
Get yourself one up. Make 2021 the best year ever for your finances.
Yeah. So anyway, we're on an open show, and we're going to go to our pause with traffic in a second. But if you want to call in while we're on this pause, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here on an open show, and we've got Rebecca and Dave on the line, so we're going to go right to Rebecca. Rebecca, how can we help you?
Hi. Well, I have an IRA, okay, with can I mention the name who I have it with?
Sure.
Okay, it's T. Rowe Price, and I happened to get a letter saying if I didn't contact them, they were going to turn my funds over to the state and call them abandoned.
That can happen. That's called a sheeting the assets. That's probably because they don't have your correct address, your correct email address. They're not being able to correspond with you for some reason, but you got the letter, so that's interesting. So you just call them up and make sure that they know, do not sheet my assets over to the state. What is your problem? What does it need to be fixed?
Well, the thing was, it took me an hour and a half to get them on the phone, and they said that they got thousands of, and the reason why it took so long is they've gotten thousands of people calling them, panicking like I was.
Well, you know.
Yeah, maybe their system made a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, the funny thing is that they got, the only reason they do that, Rebecca, is because let's say you move from your current address to a new address, and you never give them a new address. And the only way they could get, and your emails all of a sudden starts bouncing. And so they're mailing to your address, they're trying to email you, they can't get in touch with you, and they have no responsibility to go beyond that to try to find you. So if you don't get in touch with them sooner or later, after a period of time, they turn it over to the state. Now, here's the interesting thing, that it used to be that it was like a good 10 years until they turned it over to states. Well, the states came up with the brilliant idea of, you know what, if we tell companies that at the end of 2 years they don't get in touch with the people, then send it over to us. Because what the state can do is the state can then use any of those proceeds that they get that are sheeted to them until somebody comes to them and says, oh, by the way, 15 years ago, Rebecca was my mother, and when she didn't respond to you, you sheeted the assets over to Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania now owes it back to us. It's called an unclaimed asset, and Pennsylvania would give it back to them. But in the interim, Pennsylvania gets to do whatever they want with it.
And the horror story there is, I've heard tons of stories where people had stock in their account, a particular stock, like maybe an Amazon or a Google
and
something like that.
And the state sold it.
And when they escheat the asset, it turns to cash.
It can. They
can
do that.
So they sold it, and instead of having 10 shares of Google, they've got $10.
$10 of Google bought in 2005.
Well,
and
what set me off was when you said about Copilot, and I just kind of thought, like, and I even have a trust fund that I haven't touched. I mean, and I'll...
Well, you just always have to make sure that your account is active and they know you're active and so forth. Another way they can escheat an asset is even if they have your address and so forth, but there is no activity in that account for a period of time, they can escheat the asset to the state under those circumstances. So everyone should be making sure that they're logging into their account, they're looking at their account, they're responding, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe occasionally make an investment change or whatever. So it's interesting, and it's a good question, Rebecca. Cheating of assets is a very big, serious problem. And in fact, if you're not good with keeping track of things, you should always do an unclaimed asset search in states. If I got a client that comes in, I could tell they're disorganized and whatever. I almost always do an unclaimed asset search for every state they lived in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. We're going to Dave in the land of Governor Ehrlich. Dave, moving out of Maryland.
Dave, yeah, hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Isn't Arbutus the land of Governor Ehrlich?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
So you are correct, sir.
What can we do for you, Dave? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Last Wednesday, there was a lot of distraction around the time your show comes on, and I heard that you were going to talk about reasons people should consider if they're going to move, like, from Maryland to Florida or Delaware. Did you have that show last Wednesday evening?
Yes, we did. We talked about all the different things that you ought to think about doing, and there's a lot of things. We ought to do a whole show just on that one day is – you know, how to become a resident. The two words, resident and domicile, those are the two key words you're going to have to learn, especially if you intend to come back to Maryland occasionally, okay?
Right.
So, for example, now I'm talking about somebody who has a home here still, like a rental home that you're still living in occasionally, or you have a house. Like, I have a condominium that I'm going to live in, you know, 3-4 months of the year. So I have to understand the difference between residence and domicile, and what does that mean, and how do I owe Maryland taxes, and so forth. And but if you sell, like the first caller who's going to sell and move to South Dakota, he doesn't have anything to worry about. He's totally disassociated. He's moving out. He's taking all his goods. He's moving out. He has nothing to worry about. That is absolutely allowed, and he's no longer a Maryland resident.
Right. Okay. Well, I wish I could.
Well, you know, we podcast all of our radio shows. We strip we do take the commercials out, and we just do the show. And so you can listen to last week's show. And Chris just told me he does. Chris Klebroth, who is our producer, does our podcasting. He takes the show and he podcasts it, and it will be on our website. So if you go on our website tomorrow. Okay. And go to the Education Center. And when you go to the Education Center, then you go to the section called podcast, radio show or podcast. I think it says radio show, right?
Not sure what it says.
I think it says radio show. I'm pretty sure it says radio show. And
keep
then when you click,
you'll find out.
And then when you click on that, Dave, he'll give you the archive of all the radio shows, the dates and so forth. And I think, are they all there? Or are they just a?
Oh yeah, they're all there.
All of them going back years.
Go back a few years at least.
Yeah, a couple of years. So okay. Yeah, so you'll have tonight. You'll have last week's by tomorrow. And we can only
money,
do
riches, and wealth. So when you go to the Education Center, it's listed under money, riches, and wealth, and has a picture of a blue radio.
There you go.
A blue radio that no one under the age of 30 would know what it is.
Very good. Thank you very much, and have a great evening.
All right, Dave. You take care. Good call. And also, you know, Mike, you were saying to me that Jill, who called in about the annuity.
Right. Well, I was saying you should have told Jill. I mean, you know, we do free intro calls. You can certainly.
And when we do that, we let them send in, like, something that they're really important to them, like that annuity statement.
Yeah, send
she
it in
can
advance.
Send it in.
And
we'll look at it and say, you know, Jill, this is what you got, you know. And it's
you know, I don't really know how you got here without doing any salesmanship whatsoever.
I just so natural to just want to teach, you know, that, you know, and I figure people who really appreciate who we are hear it and say, I got to go talk to those
guys.
Don't
worry,
you know?
I'm here to correct you.
There you go. Thank you. Anyway, so anybody who does want to call, if Jill, if you want to call and just have us look that over for you, we're more than happy to. 410-823-SAVE. That's always the easy way to remember that, SAVE. 410-823-7283 if you're a numbers person like I am.
Yep.
So anyway, You know, I was getting to earlier at the beginning of the show, talking about people are in a panic thinking that, oh, my gosh, the president is no longer going to, you know, he's going to do all these things and all this. And they're getting themselves up in there. Oh, the country is so divided. I mean, you know, I keep saying to people, the country's not divided. It's no more divided than it was when our founding fathers founded the country. It's everything's amplified by social media and the internet. So go back and study the history of Jefferson and Adams. Go back and look in 1860, just before the Civil War was ready to break free. But yet our country has survived all these things. Go back and look in the 1960s and what that was all about and so forth. But everyone will always have a reason why we should be even more concerned now. But in my opinion, you know, it's all social media.
Market concern is kind of what we're focused on there. Market concerned. Concerned about their money and concerned about the stock market and the economy.
But, you know, history has proven that that's not something to be overly concerned about. You know, and that's the point that you have to understand. And it's all about the Federal Reserve. That's the people you have to keep your eye on, yeah, is the Federal Reserve. Anyway, we're finished. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Gonna be much better.